We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former Royal, a former Met, a former Yankee, a former Blue Jay, former Rockhurst Hawklet. His name is David Cone. How are you doing today, David? You doing well?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. The Yankees are coming into Kansas City this weekend, so that's exciting as well. And for you, I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching some of these interviews that you've been doing on this book tour, what made you decide to say, you know what, it's time to sit down and write a book about everything? Why did you have that kind of moment in your life?
Yeah, you know, I really wasn't lucky to do a book, but Jack Curry, who's a great writer, formerly with the New York Times, now my colleague at the Yes Network, approached me about doing it, and he's such a good friend, and there was such a trust factor with him that I thought, after 10 years as a broadcaster, then, you know, it was kind of an interesting idea to go back and revisit some of the things I went through and some of the different perspectives I have now, and certainly what goes on in the mind of a pitcher, from a kid that grew up in Kansas City all the way through, that ended up playing on some world championship teams. We thought maybe it was a good time to revisit some of those things, and I'm certainly glad at this point that Jack approached me and talked me into doing it.
I think one of my favorite things about you is when people go, you know, we didn't play high school baseball, and I go, well, yeah, because this high school didn't have a team. I mean, so like, do you ever have to like remind people, like, I would have played, but Rockhurst didn't have a team at the time?
Yeah, it's so true. When I get that question, especially from people in New York, they think I grew up in a barn, you know, in Kansas somewhere. So it's a long conversation every time when I tell them, you know, it's just the era. During that era, you know, a lot of the parochial schools in Kansas City area did not field a baseball team for budgetary reasons, and that pushed me to the Van Johnson League in Kansas City, which was, you know, obviously a great league. I sponsor a team in that league now, the BJ Raiders, And it was the college league, as you guys know. I mean, it was 21 and under, and I was 15 years old playing against that competition. And it was the Big Eight back then. It was University of Missouri and Kansas and some Iowa State players. And, I just kind of held my own as a youngster trying to play against college kids.
Well, as you get older, you could just say, yeah, I didn't need high school baseball. I mean, you can totally change the story if you want, yeah. Right?
I'm going to steal that. Thank you. I'm going to definitely use that.
I was too good for high school baseball.
I didn't need it.
Yeah. So you grew up, obviously, here in Kansas City. But I think no matter where you grow up, if you get drafted by your hometown team like you did with the Royals, that's got to be cool, man. Like every kid dreams of playing Major League Baseball. But just to get drafted by their hometown team, how awesome was that?
It was incredible. You know, I still remember – you know, making my major league debut at Royal Stadium back in 1986. And just a feeling of running in from the bullpen in relief. I think Brett Faber had been pitched that day. And, you know, it felt like I was running underwater. It was just a surreal feeling for a kid that not only grew up in Kansas City, but I was a diehard Royals fan. I listened to every game on the radio. Denny Matthews and Fred White were an integral part of my childhood, and I had a little transistor radio that I had by my bed. And, you know, I was a kid that just loved the Royals, especially those Royals teams of the 70s that battled with the Yankees 4 out of 5 years and finally beat the Yankees in 1980. I mean, I could remember those games as if they happened yesterday, and it was a big part of my childhood growing up in Kansas City as a Royals fan.
We're talking with David Cone here on 610 Sports Radio. So when you see Denny, do you kind of still get starstruck by that? You're like, man, that's Denny Matthews.
I do, you know, and obviously I know Denny very well now. And every time I see him, I make sure I seek him out and talk to him because his voice was just a big part of my childhood. I can still remember some of his calls. He's so understated. And when you look at a lot of the radio personalities that cover Major League games, it seems like they have a signature call or that they are, you know, almost to the point of self-promoting. And Denny Matthews was just the opposite of that. He was so understated. He just called the game. It was something that really struck me as a very humble guy, but a Hall of Fame career nonetheless.
Full Count is the name of the book now out by David Cone and Jack Curry. From a Royals perspective, you mentioned kind of growing up a fan, being drafted. It feels like to me when I go back and look at your career, and you had a great career, but I'm like, man, I wish you'd have had more time as a Royal. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I mean, I was devastated when I was first traded by the Royals to the Mets. And I thought I was going to make the team. I thought I was going to be the fifth starter. And you know, that was supposed to happen. It was supposed to be me and Brett Saberhagen, and it was and Mark Kubica and Danny Jackson, and the Royals were loaded with great young pitching back then. And we all dreamed about being together on the big league level. And Mark Kubica was my minor league roommate, and Brett Saberhagen as well was a good friend growing up in the minor league system. So we all expected to be together, and, you know, without a doubt, you know, I was crushed, you know, when that first trade came.
I saw Ed Hearn a couple of weeks ago out at a NASCAR event. I was actually, like, driving around Kansas Speedway, and he was going to drive around. Then he realized he couldn't fit in the car because he was so big. But, you know, I'm looking at him, and all I can think about is you, David. I'm like, you were traded for David Cohn. What the hell? Like, why did they make that trade? Why, looking back now, why do you think that trade went down?
You know, we kind of cover this in the book a little bit. You know, there's a lot of Royal stuff in the book, especially the early days growing up and then my minor league days with the Royals. And, you know, I was kind of a flaky kid. You know, I sort of admit some of the behavior issues I had. I threw a lot of temper tantrums. I was real headstrong. And I really battled with a lot of the minor league pitching coaches with the Royals because of my style. I like to drop down and throw sidearm. I kind of wrapped my wrist and really tried to generate a lot of spin on the baseball. And I tried to emulate pitchers like Louis Tiant. And the Royals really kind of pushed back against me and said they really tried to change me and saying that style wouldn't work on the big league level. And you're going to hurt your arm if you keep trying to throw sidearm, and especially sliders from down low. And, you know, that was just part of my style. And I think I got a reputation for being a little headstrong and hard to coach in the Royal system. And, you know, I really believe that was part of the reason why when push came to shove and it was time to make a trade that I was included in that original trade to the Mets.
All right, seeing the Royals win the World Series in 2015, what was that like for you?
That was great. I mean, my family still lives in Kansas City. I'm coming this weekend to cover the game for the Yankees. I stay with my brother when I come to Kansas City. So, yes, I got a firsthand view of what that meant to the city. And, you know, I really think that, you know, even though there's some great Royals teams of the 70s, and that's my sweet spot growing up, but that 2015 World Series championship was as good or as big as any other team or in Royals history, in my mind, and that's saying a lot, because those George Brett teams, led teams of the 70s, were great teams. But the reception and the parade after that World Series championship and how the city reacted just was heartwarming, and something that as a longtime Kansas City native and my family who's still there, boy, they just really reveled in that championship and enjoying, you know, the aftermath and all the celebrations on that team.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. I know you're a big wiffle ball guy. July 12th, we're doing a wiffle ball tournament for Dayton Moores Foundation. Can we get you to play? You want to come and show us how it's done?
Well, I really wish. I love it. I love playing wiffle ball. I'm obviously, and my schedule's a little tied up with doing the broadcasting for the Yankees. But boy, if I had time and I was around, I definitely would participate, man. Absolutely love wiffle ball.
I got a hit off of Dennis Leonard a couple of years ago, my greatest sports moment ever. So I'm going to carry that one to my grave. David, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. I'm sure it was fun to talk a little Royal stuff instead of doing all the same Yankee conversations you've had everywhere, right?
Absolutely. It's such a big part of my childhood. It's great to be on with you guys.
You're great to have you. David Cohn with us here on 610 Sports Radio, and he'll be in town for the games and he'll also be doing a book signing at Rainy Day Books on Saturday night from 7 to 8:30 over here in Fairway, so you can get a copy of David Cohn's book and meet David Cohn from 7 to 8:30 on Saturday night. Full Count, The Education of a Pitcher, and he does reveal some, you know, interesting stuff, some mistakes he made along the way, and some really good stories. And so I think it's a book worth getting. And if you want a chance to meet David, Saturday from 7 to 8:30 at Rainy Day Books.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.